This is the perfect time to start a side hustle, and this is also the perfect time to start a podcast about starting a side hustle. Kick it. The dream is free, but the hustle is sold separately. This is the Living My Side Hustle podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Living My Side Hustle. I have a great guest on I've known for a long time. He's a super motivating person. He shows up in the world in a unique way that I think we need more of, to be quite honest. A very positive outlook on life, and he's here to motivate us. And if you're thinking about having a side hustle, and you're like, oh, I don't know if I have it in me to do this, Brian's going to bring it out of you in our conversation today. So Brian P. Swift, the Quad Father, is here. Brian, welcome to Living My Side Hustle.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate the opportunity. I'm honored.
It's exciting to have you back again. We just had you already on the podcast, and now we're just going to keep having you on multiple shows. We're going to tie them all together as this big, fancy Christmas bow of all things Brian P. Swift. So great to have you back. We're talking Living My Side Hustle today, looking at audience members that are, you know, struggling to find motivation to get their side hustle off the ground. They've got an idea. They want to see it grow, but they just need somebody to kind of say, you can do this. And maybe we're doubting ourselves a little bit. Brian, give us a little bit of your background for those who haven't met you yet on your story, because I think it really lends into our conversation today. You're the Quad Father. For those who don't know, can you please introduce us to the Quad Father?
Sure. I appreciate it again. So the Quad Father is basically my brand. And it came about around a 40-year mark of being in a wheelchair. To make it short and sweet, I was 17. It was the day after Christmas. I was out playing sports with my friends. I mean, I played everything, football, basketball, baseball. And I played it recreationally. I played it on teams. It was the day after Christmas. Everybody was in from, you know, off for school. And we were just at the park playing football. And I happened to just be running with the ball, and I got tackled from behind. I didn't fall on my head or anything, but it left me a quadriplegic. So for many months, I was paralyzed from the neck down. So I went from being, you know, 17, right? You're Teflon. You're untouchable. You got the world by the rear end. You got nothing but, you know, great things in front of you. And I went from that to moving nothing below my neck. Couldn't feed myself, couldn't sit up. You know, you have no control over your bowels, your bladder, your breathing, even to any big degree. And, you know, from there, I was just blessed to have a strong family and strong faith. And in 1979, when it happened, a quadriplegic at the 5-6 levels, life looked much like a Stephen King novel. I mean, it was not pretty. Mm-hmm. And me and my family decided we're not going to be treated like a statistic, that we're going to leave it in God's hands, and we're just going to move forward and push forward. Nothing, you know, we're going to just live life. So after 4 months in the rehab and a lot of therapy, I've just been able to push forward. You know, got out of rehab, finished up high school. My parents set up the garage. It was set up, you know, I had lots of work, exercise or workout equipment. I get up, go hit a workout, come back in, eat, go hit a workout, you know, and try to just get into a routine with my friends and family where, you know what, I was pushing my wheelchair, and I'd go for, you know, a 2-block ride, then a 6-block ride, then a mile ride, then a 2-mile ride. And I just tried to keep moving forward. I learned to drive. I started dating, finished college, went out of law school. So I just kept moving forward as a quadriplegic because I couldn't control really how physically what I was, but I could control how I felt about myself. I could control how I felt every morning. I could control what I thought of myself. I could control having dreams. So I tried to really control the things I could control.
And I guess the one thing when we talk about side hustles is – a lot of people have excuses about why they haven't started something new in life. They're busy, they're afraid, they have fear, they don't know what they don't know. You've experienced all of those things in your story, and I'm sure there had to have been days where you thought, well, maybe I can't do A, B, and C anymore the way I used to do it in the same way.
Right.
So maybe I'll never do it again. But it doesn't sound like that's where you've landed. You really, like when I, with your motorcycle, I watch video of you and your motorcycle, you're driving down the road in your van talking and you're out doing your laps around the neighborhood. Like all of the things that maybe you were told in the beginning that you couldn't do in the future,
right.
You seem to be like crossing them off the list. Like, no, next, like right. Where's that source of motivation come?
And I threw their list out. Because I don't want to live my life based on their list. I wanted to live my life based on my list. And my list was long, and it was a list where if it didn't happen, I'm okay with it. I'm frustrated. I might be upset, but I still got a long list of stuff I got to try to do. My motivation came from my father and mother. You know, again, my mom was all about faith. Leave it in God's hands. And, you know, we don't know why things happen. And we never sat or talked or pontificated on why you, why me, why did this happen? It was always, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do next? What can you do more of? What can you do? And then my dad was that Irish Catholic, like, you know what? You're not leaving the hospital in an electric wheelchair. So you better learn how to push a wheelchair. That was just him. And listen, you better keep a smile on your face, because I'm not going to be around somebody that's grumpy and down and all bummed out, because you will drag the family down. So you know what? It's up to you to be smiling when you're around the family, and it's up to you to keep the family up. I just felt a bigger purpose when I heard that at the age of 17. Wow. You know, that I didn't want to see my family. I didn't want to let down my family. And I wanted my parents to be proud of me. And I felt bad enough not being able to do things I could do, like help my dad. I mean, help my mom do I was a guy that, you know, I'm the guy that, you know, scraped the gutters and cleaned them out and painted the garage and, you know, and did all these things that I couldn't do anymore. And that bothered me. So I had to, you know, I had to try to be the best I could be. Not just for them. Trust me. That's how you gain confidence, is by attempting stuff and succeeding, and to attempting stuff and failing. Because I don't believe in failure. I believe sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. And as long as you're learning, then you're getting better, even though you might not have succeeded at something. And I just made my mind up. Life's too short to worry about. Most people don't care when it comes down to thinking about it. Go for it. You have nothing to lose.
When I think of Brian B. Swift, a.k.a. the Quad Father, I think of a person who has side hustles that have side hustles. Every time I see you online, you're doing something new. I love when you do your exercise videos and stuff, and you're encouraging people. Talk a little bit about that too, because I think that's fascinating that you're motivating people even in that. That's great.
So yeah, I have a YouTube channel called Get Fit While You Sit. It's the Quad Father, you know. So I try, you know, all my exercises obvious are from a wheelchair. And whether it's hitting a heavy bag or taking a medicine ball and throwing it against the wall and catching it, or just taking a simple pole and, you know, swiveling with it to kind of work your core, long rides in the wheelchair, just pushing myself. I do this thing. I know it may sound crazy, but it's called, you know, self-induced discomfort. So I believe you've got to push yourself till you are in pain. And so I know on any given day, I could go out and push my manual wheelchair 3 miles. I don't want to say it's not a problem, like anything's. Some days it's easy. Some days it's harder. Some days it's real hot and the wind's blowing. But I know I can go 3 miles and without any problem. Well, there were days where, you know, instead of going a mile and a half out, knowing I got to go a mile and a half in, I'll go 2.5-3 miles one way, knowing that I have to push back and there's no way. And yes, I have a cell phone just in case, you know, I'm not goofy, you know, but I'll push 3 miles one way, knowing that I got to push 3 miles now coming home. And I'm going to hit a pain point in some part. And where that grit comes in is when you hit that pain point and you just push beyond it. And it happens. Your body will push beyond it because our bodies only work at about 50% of what we're capable of. Even when you get tired and exhausted, there's gas in the tank. As long as you have gas in the mind, there's gas in the tank. And I will know, you know, some days I don't know I'm going to do it, but I'll just get in that mood. And I'm like, man, I'm a mile and a half, 2 miles out, and I'm feeling great. I'm going to keep going. You know, and then I get to a point and I'm like, okay, I'm starting to feel it. So I should turn around and come back and look. And it was like, man, you went, you know, 6.25 miles today.
Wow. See, and it all comes back to mindset. And you talk about this a lot in what you do. And I think as people looking at a side hustle, we get so down on ourselves because we're starting something new and it's unproven. Nobody knows if we can do it. We don't even know if we can do it. And we look at everybody else's success and go, I don't know if I can replicate that. I don't know if I can be successful as Brian P. Swift. Look at the guy. He's amazing. And here am I, and I don't know if I can do this, but I'm looking for some kind of motivation. What would you say to somebody in that state?
You know, so I have a mantra I live by, which is faith, family, and friends. And if it doesn't affect your faith, your family, which includes your health, or your friends, then you have nothing to lose. What's the worst? So I attempt a YouTube channel, and I don't get a lot of likes or a lot of views or a lot of what subscription. You know what? You've lost nothing. And the upside is if you touch one person's life and made a difference, you made one more friend, you made one more contact. That's huge. And I think we have to help. I think what helps is managing your expectations. You know, don't try to be somebody else. Be authentic, be you, because I'm never going to be able to do what Dave does in your podcast world, and never going to be able to do what Dominic does. And I don't want to be Dominic, and I don't want to be Dave. I want to have my own podcast with my own identity, and maybe it'll get as big as yours one day, and maybe it won't. But I'm okay either way. I win either way. The downside is so little when you really think about it. So I, like you said, I do have numerous side hustles, you know, and one is, you know, I'm a woodworker, believe it or not, a guy who can't even hold a tool. I do woodworking and I make live edge tables. So it's just something I grew up come from a very blue collar, handy background, and being in the garage and working with wood and turning an ugly piece of wood into a beautiful table is cathartic. It's nothing but a win. It's like physical therapy, mental therapy, emotional therapy. And when you're done, I've got this beautiful table that I could donate or sell. I mean, that's a major win.
The one thing I was reading recently, Brian, was an article that said that 3 in 5 U.S. adults are lonely. And it's probably one of the biggest under the radar issues that is facing the U.S. right now. Just the overwhelming sense of loneliness. We've come through a global pandemic with people have been segregated and separated from family and friends. People are working from home now. There's that interactions gone that we've had in the past, and that overwhelming loneliness. I think that having a side hustle, having something that puts you back out into the public, whether you make something like you do, and then you go to a vendor event and you set up a table and sell your products, you're now interacting with the public that you wouldn't have met. Having a podcast, I get to talk to great people like you. There's ways that even having a side hustle can address loneliness for 100%. Us as adults, right?
100%. And it's not always about the money. The money to me is almost secondary to what you said. The money is secondary to feeling like you have a purpose meeting people and getting back to a norm that we grew up with. And that could be hosting a podcast or seven like you do. It could be doing woodworking. It could be write a book. If you've ever thought about writing, write a book, you know, and then go out and sit at the library and sell your book and have a book signing and meet different people and learn. You know, I think unfortunately, because of what you said, the pandemic and a lot of other factors, people stop dreaming and people stop learning. And that also adds to that loneliness.
You're right. That's a good point. I think we all have stopped learning. And I'm hoping that through a podcast and through listening to people like you, somebody who has an idea or has a dream is now going, well, okay, well, Brian can do this. Brian can do that 6 miles. I can do this. I can start my thing and get this off the ground and get it out into the world. It's my idea. It's been bugging me for a long time. I really want to do whatever that is. And maybe this is the moment that listening to you will give me the inspiration to start. If you had them in a one-on-one coaching thing, which you do a lot of great coaching, and somebody was there and they're struggling with their dreams, what would be some of your action steps you'd get put in front of them to challenge them to move forward with their dream?
Well, first I want to find out what their dreams are. Yeah. I mean, some people even have a problem. They're not sure of what their dreams are. So first we've got to identify their dreams. And then we've got to identify what's in the way. And then we identify how, you know, one step at a time. You take one thing that's in your way, one problem, and you solve it. And not alone always. It might be you solve it with your wife or with your boss or with yourself or with a coach. And then you take another problem and you solve it. And then you take another problem and you solve it. That's what life's about, right? That's what life's about. You get a flat tire out on the road. What do? Reach for your phone. You try to get service. You don't have service. What's your next thing? You get out of the car. You check for the spare. You solve things one thing at a time. So many times I think people look at the whole thing, and it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
No, we cut it up like a pie. Let's solve one thing. You know, like they say, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. That's the way you solve life's problems. They didn't get there overnight. You're not going to get rid of them overnight. We work together as a team, moving forward at your speed with somebody that can help you solve those problems one at a time and keep that fire stoked so you can get where you want to go.
It's amazing. That's what we need. We need like a Brian P. Swift daily podcast every day, giving us encouragement, showing us the path. I don't know. I think you should collect podcasts too, Brian, because you have a gift. You have a gift of encouragement, inspiration. Again, there's so many people who battle every day with just getting out of bed and doing the thing. And here you are leading the charge. I wish I lived in your part of the world where I could see you go zipping by my house and go, oh, there goes Brian.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, life isn't all sunshine and rainbows. I mean, it for anybody.
Yeah.
But I find it better to attack my problems than to sit and let them overwhelm me, because I'd rather fail while I'm attacking. And I'm just that, you know, I want to attack problems. Life's too short. Man, life is a blink of an eye. And there's so much greatness out there. People like you that I never would have met if I didn't try Clubhouse, which I knew nothing about, you know, 4 years ago, and was worried about it. And, oh, gee, nobody knows me. And these guys all sound great. And their autobiographies are amazing. And who am I? But I look at the people like you I've met, and Dom, and just, my gosh, the whole world of people that now are a part of my life. My gosh, that's because I took a chance, even though it was something I didn't know and wasn't sure if I'd like or enjoy it. And now here we are. I've got some amazing friends, amazing people that help me when I get stuck. and amazing collaborators, people that are doing things that I could only hope to do. And that motivates me, seeing what you do. You know, if you could do seven podcasts, why can't I do one? You know, I don't have a good answer for that. There's no reason I can't. That's the answer. The answer is get out of my own way. But sometimes people need help with that. And that's what I do with my coaching. Most of the time, people get in their own way. That's 90% of the problem.
Yeah. And I think if we can address that with somebody like you, having you in our corner to walk us through that and give us that inspiration, working with you one-on-one, I think that would be a great starting point for people listening. And then if you need more Brian Swift, and of course we all need more Brian Swift, you are going to be part of CreativeCon, which we're advertising on the podcast. And people are hearing the ads to go to the conference coming up in February of next year. You're going to be part of that. Can you talk a little bit about what your expectation is for maybe somebody with a side hustle or a dream to come to an event like CreativeCon?
I hope people come to it and feel overwhelmed with opportunity.
Nice.
They're going to come there having a dream, and I hope they go away being with five dreams, because they heard somebody talk about their success doing podcasting or doing speaking or writing a book or you know, anything creative, that they come away and they're like, now I'm really not sure, because I want to do even more than when I came here. I want them to have that problem. I want them to have come away with more goals than they came to. But now they have resources that can help them, whether that's, you know, a Dominic who's, you know, a publisher and he's an author and he motivates and just he's an amazing creative guy, or Julie, you know, who's amazing at motivating and PR and getting people out there. I think they're going to be overwhelmed in such an awesome way. So,
yeah. And you're not just going to be in the audience. You're going to be up there encouraging as well as part of participating.
Oh, yeah, I'm
so
part of a couple different groups, and I'm excited good. For it because I get excited, exciting people.
Nice.
So that's
I love it. Awesome, Brian. So if somebody wants to connect with you about your coaching or more about the conference, or more about you in general, then they want to buy your books, everything. Where do we go to find out more Brian P. Swift?
Well, you could find me on, you know, on BrianPSwift.com, which is my website. You could find me on LinkedIn, and you could find me on Facebook, and you can find my YouTube channel, Get Fit While You Sit. So there's many ways to find me. Reach out to me, whether it's to find my books. You can find my Amazon author page. Just type in Brian P. Swift, and you'll find my Amazon author page. And reach out to me, whether it's about coaching, whether it's about the books I wrote, no matter what it is, I believe I can help.
Excellent. And on top of all that, let's just add one more layer. You have a radio show. So if you want to hear Brian on the radio talking to people and encouraging people with great stories of inspiration, Brian, mention your radio show as well.
So thank you. Every Wednesday at 12:05 Central Standard Time, I have a radio show called The Quad Father, All Things Inspirational. And it's about an hour long. It's on WJOL 1340 AM. I do have a link so it can be live streamed. And we talk to inspirational people, everyday people, entrepreneurs, athletes, para-athletes, caretakers, people that, you know, started like you, that started with one podcast, moved to two, moved to three, moved to four. People that just have inspiring stories. We want to share that inspiration. It helps me. It helps people listen. It goes out to about 70,000 people. Wow. And I love having guests on it to talk about the things we talk about.
It's amazing. Brian, you have so many platforms, so many different audiences. I find you so inspiring. Talking with you all the time, hearing your voice in Clubhouse. I listen to the Clubhouse feed on YouTube as well with Tom. I'm always listening and following behind as you lead with inspiration. It's something that I learn a lot from you, and I really appreciate you making time to be part of the podcast, Brian. Thank you so much.
Anytime. I appreciate the opportunity, and have a great day.
Awesome, everyone. We're going to have more information from Brian in the show notes, so you can always go there, and all the links we talk about are there. I would love for you to share the YouTube channel with friends and family who could find inspiration to get healthy. And Brian is there to do that as well. So many great links, Creative Con, all that stuff will be listed. Brian, we're going to have you back on more podcasts because, hey, you touch everything in the world and your message touches so many. So thanks, Brian, so much.
Thank you much. We'll be back.
All right.
Hey parents, if you're anything like me, balancing screen time for our kids is a constant struggle. That's why I want to share a little secret with you, KidsPod, a revolutionary app where podcasts aren't just for adults anymore. KidsPod offers a treasure trove of kid-friendly podcasts, making it super easy and safe for your little ones to explore, learn, and be entertained without staring at a screen. And the best part? It's completely free to download. Empower their imagination and curiosity with content that's made just for them. Download the KidsPod app today, because podcasts are for kids too.